Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And then we're sitting here talking about Kirk Cousins. So I can't think of a better time to talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Man, have you been inundated by Buckeye fans yet? Because when they come into a town, they take it over. So does Notre Dame, though, too. So any inundation in Atlanta's such a big town, though. I can't see it. Although Phoenix has been taking over. But what's the mood like down there?
Yeah, big time Buckeye vibe. You know, I'm a Cleveland guy, St. Chanel grad and all. But so yeah, all my Northeastern Ohio folks are hitting me up too. So yeah, the phone's been jumping, and the town will be jumping at the College Football Hall of Fame. Everybody's getting ready for the big weekend.
Nice. Did you play football at Chanel or no?
I played at Cathedral Latin.
Oh, you played at Latin. Okay.
I graduated from Chanel when Latin closed. I played football, basketball, baseball at Latin.
Nice.
So, in other words, Orlando, you closed down high schools.
yeah, basically. Both of them are gone now.
All right. Your hometown team apparently needs a quarterback for next year. And we're going over a bunch of guys. We're picking a guy every day or so and talking about a guy. Today's guy was Kirk Cousins, and Dan said, well, we got to get Orlando on the phone to talk about it. And Kirk gets mentioned with the Browns all the time because of the 2 years he spent with Kevin Stefanski in Minnesota. The big question I have before we get into some minute stuff, is he toast? Because the last 5 games he started there, he was terrible. The first 9 games he started in Atlanta, he was pretty good. Where is he?
Yeah, I think, he dazzled, fell off the cliff. I think he was hurt, and they won't admit it. So, you know, best case scenario for him is he gets healthy. Nothing's wrong with his elbow and shoulder, which he appeared on a report this year. And his Achilles is revived. We know that takes more than 1 year. Then maybe the Browns could get a year or two out of him. You still got to get a young guy to learn under kind of what they did here. But, if they have to cut him and you get him cheap, I wouldn't trade a lot for him. But certainly he knows Kevin's operation and could definitely run it. It makes sense on certain levels.
As a guy that grew up here, does it work? That's my question for you. Like, when the notion comes up and you start thinking, well, what would Kirk look like in a Browns uniform and how would he play with Kevin? Just personally, do you think that would work here?
Yeah, I think it will work, but I don't know if it's more than the Flacco thing, though. You know, if it's a year or
right.
2 years max. Yeah, you know, it's a stopgap measure at the best. Kevin tried to save his job. But you know, if I got a plan where he's in there, he's teaching the young guy, then that would be a real plan.
Orlando, if you thought he was hurt, that means you would probably think he was healthy in the first 9 games? How did he play in those 9 games? What did he look like to you?
Yeah, the first game was, first game back from Achilles was pretty shaky. Then he got hot. Went to Philly and beat the Eagles. Had Kansas City on the ropes, threw for 509. His October was just amazing. He was moving the ball around, hitting the open guy, hitting guys on the move. It was pretty awesome display of a quarterback in there. And then in New Orleans, we got tatted up a little bit. Sacks, got 3 sacks, 9 hits. And he just wasn't the same after all those hits he took down in New Orleans. The ball was coming out late. It was coming out slow. He was floating the ball. So, yeah, I think, you know, if he wasn't healthy, then something was certainly wrong with how he was reading defenses and so forth after that Saints game.
You know, he's got a no trade, right? So he'd have to say yes to Cleveland. Do you think he would say yes to Cleveland?
Yeah, I think he absolutely would say yes to Cleveland. And, you know, I haven't talked to him or Mike McCartney on a record about this. Cleveland, I saw Geno maybe come to Cleveland. The Giants might be interested in Kurt, yeah, but Cleveland would be very high on his list, I would imagine.
Do you think a team should trade for him? Or because he has that no trade, is he going to have the leverage to make the Falcons cut him, pay him like Denver had to pay Russ Wilson, and then he can pick where he's going to go, Orlando?
Yeah, one of my agent friends, a former high league executive, said that contract's untradeable, and that, you know, they could just sit and wait for him to come on the market like Russell Wilson did. So if you trade him, what are you giving? You know, I wouldn't give up too many assets for him and you know, gamble that he's going to come on the open market and he's going to want to come to you. The other teams might leapfrog you, though, you know, veteran quarterback, you know, and come together with the package, but then Kurt can block the package. So Kurt and his agent have been the NFL business side of it, they have been way ahead of a lot of people.
Orlando Ledbetter joining us from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Cleveland guy looking out for his hometown team, which we appreciate. Tell me this. Who do you think has more leverage? Is it Kirk Cousins with the no-trade clause where he can say, hey, Atlanta, cut me? Or would it be the Falcons who say, you know, we're not going to cut you. You can sit here and watch Michael Penix play quarterback and we will pay you. And you can just sit here and rot.
Yeah, the Falcons could do that, but Coach Raheem Morris is good friends with Coach Tomlin, and I think he has a no-hostage rule also. Mm. He wouldn't want the hostage on board of the plane if that's the case. So I would think that would not be a plausible. That's the situation they're trying to sell to everybody to up his trade value, but they have said he's their backup quarterback moving forward until otherwise. But I think that's posturing at its grandest level.
So, Orlando, most likely scenario for you, somebody trades for Cousins, he gets released by Atlanta and signs somewhere else, or he sits there and is the backup for the Falcons. What's the most likely to you?
The most likely one is him getting cut on March the 12th and you know, signing with the team of his choice.
And what team might that be? If you can see the perfect fit for him, would it be the Browns?
It would definitely be the Browns. You know, him and Kevin and their time in Minnesota, he speaks fondly of him. Only Kevin O'Connell will have a better shot.
All right, let me get the big story in Atlanta. Obviously, the national championship up on Monday night. Your thoughts on Ohio State, Notre Dame, and what's the in Orlando? In Atlanta.
Yeah, it's you know, it's kind of a you know, everybody's excited about the championship game. They've seen the Buckeyes here in the Final Four a couple years ago. Go to war with Georgia, but for the spearing hit on Harrison, the Buckeyes probably have a national title there. But you know, the buzz is, you know, it's college football is king down here, whether it's the Midwest or the South. You know, where it's just supposed to mean more. But, yeah, the two big heavyweights coming into town, folks are fired up about it, and they're going to be showing off the Southern hospitality to welcome the Notre Dame and the Buckeye folks to the South.
What does it mean to a city to be able to host, you know, not each bowl, but a national championship? Because obviously you know what's getting kicked around here in Cleveland with a dome, and to have the ability to host multiple events like this, I think it's got to be just a huge shot in the arm for the city.
Yeah, it really is, and I got to see it firsthand as a fan, not so much as covering it, because, you know, the SEC championship's here every year. And but, I mean, I got to hang out with my Ohio State folks and tailgate and hang out at the suites, and I had a great old time last time before that Georgia game. So it has to mean a lot to the city and the community. You know, we got the restaurants and the footprint to make it work. You know, everything's walkable downtown and a lot of hotel rooms and stuff. So, yeah, it's a good time, and it's a good time of the year, too, where it's not, you know, snowy and cold and stuff.
Hanging out in the suites. You know people. Nice.
Yeah, you must. We're going to start hanging out with you when we come down there.
Hey, no problem. Give me a call.
With Ryan Day as head coach at Ohio State, correct me if I'm wrong, and I think it started with Urban Meyer. It would appear that Ohio State, maybe some other northern schools, are kind of trying to emulate SEC-style football. You think that's accurate, Orlando? And was it necessary if it is accurate?
Yeah, I would go back to when I covered the Buckeyes and John Cooper got there from Tennessee. You know, he was a Tennessee guy. And he's like, hey, the SEC coaches are getting paid more than my coaches. We got to step our game up. He got rolling there a little bit, but couldn't win, the Michigan game and so forth. So I think it started way before these guys got there and trying to catch up to the perimeter speed of the game. You know, we always had our big.
Lose him? Ah, Orlando, we lost you.
And we learned a couple lessons in the Florida title game. And it's just been that whole process of being able to match up with the speed of the SEC.
Outstanding. Hey, Orlando, we love talking. We'd love to have you back on. And anybody you need to give a shout-out back home?
My boy Don Boggs, old St. Ignatius shooting guard. That's my main guy in Cleveland, and he always holds it down for me when I get back home.
Outstanding. All right. Oh, good. Go ahead,
Joe. Last thought, Kirk Cousins ends up not in Atlanta, but somewhere else next year. That's your thought, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I don't think you just have a $40 million backup sitting around stewing.
Good point. All right. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Orlando.
All right, Andy and Jeff, take care. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks. D. Orlando Ledbetter, killing it.